But I believe it's going up. But if you've got to sell it, says I'll give you 1 cent more than the market is right now. And to them, that was a good deal. So because everybody was scared that the market was going to break. So he accumulated that much cotton over the tail end of one season and through the middle of the next, and just held it. And Brooks, that's his granddaughter and my wife, I think said that she heard her mother, and that was Mr. daughter, say that he probably made around $60,000 off of that one operation. And another thing about Mr. There was several Jewish people that lived down here at Americus, Georgia. And Mr. was always needing money because everything he had was either tied up in cotton or land or in inventory. And so if he needed $50,000 for 5 days, or $50,000 for 3 days, or 4 days, or 5 days, depending on how the cotton market. In other words, if he needed cash right quick, he could get in his automobile, and he had him somebody to drive for him, and go down to America's. And he could walk into these people, three or four of them, one at a time, I mean, any one of them, and they'd say, I need $50,000 until Friday of next week. Okay, Mr. Simmons. They'd get it for him. They'd either give it to him on a check going on to Savannah or Atlanta. And never sign a note. Never make a statement. Just said, I want it until Friday. And he never failed paying it back. He went broke and recovered probably a dozen times. He'd be worth $500,000 or $1 million 1 month, and a year later wouldn't have a dime.
Did you ever know him?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Of course, it's like his daughter says. She lived to be 87 years old. She died here in May of this year. That the Lord was good to him, as he always said he was. And everything he said, he'd always end, the Lord willing, or God willing, God willing. And so, as his daughter said after he died, the Lord was so good to him because he was at one of his peaks when he died. Mm-hmm. And he died in 1930, I believe. And you see, that was just before the Great Depression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was at an age that he would have never, if he'd have been down, he'd have never weathered that depression.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the times had gotten to the point where he was beginning to be unable to cope with them. I mean by that, progress, the development in business methods, his friends down at the Savannah Cotton Exchange, all of his old friends with whom he'd done business and knew him and knew that he didn't have to sign a note. They knew that if he said he was going to pay what he borrowed, that they didn't have to worry about it. But by that time, people had gotten to the point that every man for himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And today, he probably wouldn't be able to exist even.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just couldn't comprehend it. Of course, that's setting up a situation that couldn't be, won't ever be, because you have to grow into that.
It's interesting to think about, though.
When the automobiles first came to the county, the city, first one came in 1905.